Lydia needs some advice. She told the company she works for on Friday that she would have to take off next week to bring her dog to the vet because her dog has not been doing too well. Mm. But they told her she was welcome to take off, but it would not be considered a sick day. It would have to be counted as a PTO day because her animals is not considered a child or a family member. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. We brought this up yesterday on the show briefly, and we have Lydia on the line with us now who says this is a real hot button for her.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Lydia.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. Tell us more in detail what's happening. Should you be allowed to use sick days to care for a sick pet, yes or no?
Absolutely, 100% you should be allowed to.
Okay.
And it sounds like that's not the opportunity you're getting.
No, not at all. Honestly, like, I'm prepared to, at this point, like, quit my job and, like, potentially hire a lawyer. Like,
oh,
yeah.
Go deeper.
My manager, honestly, he's been giving me such a hard time about it. And it's like, I've worked there for 2 years. I've been a great employee. Like, and he's telling me that, like, I'm not allowed to take sick days to take care of my dog. And if I take off, I'm going to have to use my PTO, which I think is totally, like, it's not fair because, like, I have plenty of, like, coworkers that, you know, do sick days to take care of, like, their child. And, like, to me, my dog, Bernard, he's my child.
Bernard! Okay? So
Bernard!
Yeah.
How old is Bernard?
He's only 2. He's a baby.
Oh, he's 2 years old.
He's just a baby. So
is Bernard sick?
So he's been having, like, stomach issues and stuff. And honestly, like, I feel like he has got a little depression. You know, like, as the seasons change, like, he does, like, start to sleep more. And, like, he just doesn't seem like himself. And it's like, he's been, like, having diarrhea. So I'm like, you know, I'm like, I want to be able to, like, take off with him, like, monitor him like you would, like, a child. And it's like, I just don't understand. Like, I mean, like, my boss has a dog. Like, I don't understand, like, why he's, like, being so adamant against, like, that, like, oh, it's not your child. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry that you don't feel that way. But to me, he's absolutely my child.
Yeah. Listen, I don't really like dogs that much. But when it comes to people caring for their pets, especially if their pet is sick or if their pet is dying, you have to have a little bit of empathy. And you can't just say to these people, well, it's just a dog or it's just a cat. Like, that is so diminishing to somebody's feelings and emotions. Like, people, although I'm not the biggest animal lover, I would never say that to somebody.
Yeah, I appreciate that, too, because it's like, I completely understand that not everybody feels the same way. Like,
right.
But at least give me the opportunity to, like, have the same, like, you know, like, if I'm telling you that this is, like, what's real for me, like, this is, like, emotional for me, that my dog is, like, my child, I want to be able to take care of him,
mm-hmm.
and not have my PTO, but, like, everybody else in the office can do it, like, for their children, like, right. whatever they, because it's just not, I just don't see it as fair.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because,
well, the argument here is pets are family, are they not?
Absolutely. I'm my absolute closest fan. Like, I mean, some people don't have, like, human children or can't have children. You know, it's mm-hmm. like, who's your judge? Like, Bernard is absolutely my family.
Bernard.
Basically, when you've come to your boss and you've asked him to use a sick day to take care of Bernard, his response was, it's going to have to be PTO.
And it's a non-starter. It's like, and it's like almost like scoffing. It's not even like I understand, but it's like, absolutely not.
Okay, but like, why do you have to tell anyone why you're sick? Like, I don't know. That's kind of weird.
You brought it up. So if you were to say, hey, I have to take like a personal day or a sick day, they can't really ask you why, correct?
Right.
I mean, yeah, you know what? I guess. But I think I just like, it's like the principle of it too. It's like, you're allowed to take sick days on the behalf of other people in your family. He is my family. Yeah. I feel able to take sick days.
Yeah, and see, there's some managers out there and some companies that don't look at it that way, though, Lydia. If you guys are just joining us, the question we're asking is, should you be allowed to use sick days to care for a sick pet? Yes or no? 585-252-9800. Lydia, how's Bernard doing now?
He's okay. He's over here sleeping next to me right now. So,
Bernard.
All right, well, give him our best. We got so many texts coming in on this and some calls that we want to get to because this seems like, this is a hot button for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Thank you so much for having me, you guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming on this morning and agreeing to share your story. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Lydia, take care. Let's go over to Katie real quick. She says, you allow it. What's stopping them from saying I have a doctor's appointment for a vet checkup? It's
right.
Technically the truth. And if you're not asking for notes or verification anyway, I don't see any harm.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
100%. I just think that, you know, it's so hard because I don't think that she had to disclose that information, considering the fact that it's like a medical thing. But also, like, she already did. So now she's kind of in a spot where it's too late to backpedal and go against that. So I don't know. I feel like she should have played her cards closer to her chest. Although it's stupid that she even has to do that, considering the fact that she doesn't have a manager that's like actually willing to work with her or see her side on that, which is, don't love that.
No, we don't. Let me get to some phone calls here. I have Jennifer on the line. Hi, good morning, Jennifer.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I just want to say that I think this is totally like a thing that people don't talk about enough. Mm-hmm. Like, I work just as hard in my job as other people. I don't have kids. I don't take care of people that are elderly. Yeah. I don't smoke. Like, people take off a lot of time from work to do certain things. And, you know, I have a dog. I think that it's relevant for me to have my own personal time to take care of something that, you know, people do every day and nobody blinks an eye, but it's, you know, kind of, it's unfair. Like, I totally think that this woman should be able to take off work.
Have you ever been in a situation, Jennifer, yourself, where you had to take off, like, a long period of time off work to care for your animal?
Yes.
You have. And what happened as far as work? Did you tell them you were doing that? Did they give you any trouble for it?
Yeah, I mean, I had to use my own sick days, my own personal time. They, you, I mean, it wasn't something that I got paid for.
Right, as opposed to if it was your child, then it'd be a different story. Got it. Okay. Thanks for the call, Jennifer. Appreciate it. This is interesting. We just got a text from a guy named Dave that says there's a new amendment that would allow anyone to use sick days to care for their pet. Right now, you can only use them if you or someone in your family is sick, but that's the basic argument right now. Mm-hmm. Like that caller said, pets are family.
Right.
Nancy says, did this lady just say her dog suffers from seasonal depression? Oh, I'll give me a break. There's no such thing.
Did she say that?
Yeah. Are you seeing this? I agree with this woman's boss. Pets are not children. If you don't have a sick child or family member, then you should be forced to use your vacation or PTO time.
Please. Give me a break. this person says, I think it would be totally responsible to use your sick days to care for a sick pet. Your vacation time is meant to be enjoyed for a vacation, and sick time is meant for just that, being sick, whether it's yourself, a kid, a parent, a pet, etc.
Yeah, listen, pets are more important to people than ever before. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. But if your employer is not allowing you to use a sick day to care for like a pet that you've had for many, many years, or even if it's a brand new pet, you know how much you love your dog or your cat or whatever you, I don't know, frog. There's still,
you know,
this
how
is,
much I love my ferret.
Regardless of what the animal is, it's part of your family.
Right.
And we have another person saying it's time to find another employer.
That's what she basically started the call with.
Lydia is ready to pull out.
Pull the plug.
She's ready to pull out the lawyers.
Right.
All right, guys, thank you for weighing in on this morning. I know this is a hot button for a lot of people because, yes, pets are family. And the question is, should you be allowed to use sick days to care for a sick pet? And a majority of people are saying 100% yes. But like Dave said, with that new amendment that would allow you to use sick days, that's possibly in the works right now. I don't know if that's been passed or not. I have no idea.
Correct.
But I'm sure a lot of people would love to see that take place. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. It's Moose, it's Breezy, it's PXY. We'll be right back. 98 PXY.